Hello, listeners, and welcome to our latest podcast. Now, we're doing a slightly different kind of podcast because I'm here with the lovely Kirsty Malone. Hi, Kirsty.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Barry.
And we're having a special podcast with Kirsty because we are announcing the company's Easter workshops that are in Doorai and Saulcoats. For young people age 7 upwards. Kirsty, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure thing. Well, over the Easter holidays, as you said, we're running a drama workshop sort of school Monday to Friday for two different age groups. The younger group, I think 7 to 11, just correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, and then
the second
right.
group is 12 plus. So basically it's just sort of a fun week, sort of introduction to drama, learn some skills, but mostly, you know, have fun, play drama games, meet some new people, make some friends hopefully, and just have a really good time hopefully and learn a bit more about drama.
Yeah, and I think what's amazing about this is we're doing it in two places over 2 weeks in North Ayrshire. So the first one, which is the 4th to the 8th of April, will be at the KA campus in Doorai. And then the second week will be in Saulcoats at the KA campus Saulcoats. So it's a great way for participants throughout North Ayrshire to get to a local venue.
Yes, exactly. It's nice for people who maybe don't normally have access to these sorts of courses to be able to come along. Not very much money, it's not too expensive, and the travelling obviously is sort of eliminated. You don't have to go to Glasgow or the usual places to get these sorts of things. So it's nice to come, you know, to Ayrshire and to meet people and young people that are interested in drama, even if they're not wanting to make a career out of it, just, you know, for skill, life skills. It's really good to build confidence and you know, just to be creative and just be silly and just have a fun time. So I think, yeah, it's really great that you've opened it out in Ayrshire for people that are interested.
Yeah, and this is the first time that the company's did like youth theatre Easter workshops. And I think what's great about this one is that it brings young people together and gives them something to do during the holidays, but also it gives them team building skills and it gets them just out their comfort zone and learn a little bit more about drama. But Kirsty, you've been with the company and you've done some drama workshops with us before. What is it that you like about doing youth theatre down in Ayrshire, North Ayrshire?
In North Ayrshire specifically.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a lovely time teaching in North Ayrshire. The participants have always been really enthusiastic, just sort of thrown themselves into it. And, you know, even if initially they're a little bit shy or not sure what to expect, like, you know, they've always sort of come with a good attitude and just sort of can do sort of attitude, and why not just give it a go. And like, they always love it by the end. Like the holiday school that we did last summer, the participants, like, you know, it was really funny. On the first day they're all like really quiet and like no one speaks to each other, and after we've played a few games, like, they've literally made best friends for life by like the end of the week.
Well,
it's just such a nice thing to see, like, the sort of growth.
Yeah, no, I agree, because that was our professional development workshop last year. Do you know, a lot of parents are came back to me and to say that their children have went on to do well in competitions. Somebody's managed to get a record contract out of it. Somebody else has got a new job over in the Island of Barron. And I think, do you know, when me and you both did that, so looking back and just going, wow, we literally took a group of young people, put them through this, gave them life building, team building skills, and look at where they are now. And that was just a week that we had with them. That's such an amazing achievement.
Yeah, definitely. I think they put in so much hard work and you know, discipline to put on a show at the end of the week and stuff is tough. And like you say, it's just amazing life skills. It's not even about just doing drama. Like, it's just learning skills that you can use in everything, like any job you want to go in to do, or anything at school, like, will help you at school just for your confidence.
So see, for the Easter workshops, now we're not it's not geared up to make a performance at the end of the show, end of the week. What can participants expect from a youth theatre Easter workshop with yourself, Kirsty?
Well, hopefully just a lot of fun. Basically,
yeah,
it's just something to do over the holidays. You know, sometimes you just like don't want to sit in the house and just watch telly, or, you know, if the weather's rubbish and you can't go outside, it's just such a nice thing to come and do and play games like that are going to be organised, like fun drama games and making up stories and like devising, so we call it devising a drama, just sort of making things up and acting it out, and just, you know, it's something that you don't normally really do like during the day if you're just sitting at home, like it's just really
watching
fun
Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Really nice way to meet new people and you know, do some fun things, and we'll probably do a bit of like movement and just even a bit of singing if the participants are up for it, and just, you know, just find out what their interests and their skills are and just really sort of focus in on them, and but also just mostly having a lot of fun, because
yeah,
it is just a fun sort of introduction.
That's what drama is all about, isn't it, to have
yeah,
fun. Now, Kirsty, if there was somebody listening to this podcast and they're thinking, do you know, I would like to do it, I'm a bit nervous, I don't know if it's for me, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say just take the step to come along. I know it's difficult, but believe it or not, that used to be me. I was the really shy person in school.
Really?
You'd never believe. And drama totally changed my life. Like when I went to drama classes on a Saturday, I just got so much more confident, and you know, I was definitely, it just made such a difference. So as long, you know, I know it's sometimes difficult to come to a new thing,
yeah,
but just remember that everyone else is in the same boat, like they're all new as well. So, you know, there might be a couple of people that know each other from school or something, but mostly it'll all be people that don't know each other. So,
yeah,
you know, we'll make sure that everyone's happy, and we'll play loads of games to get to know everyone, and like lots of team building games. And, you know, by the end of day one, you'll feel like you've known everyone forever. So just making that first step to come is really brave, and it's, you know, it's really worth doing, I think.
So see, if somebody books in for the first week, could they also come to the second week? So if they go to Ryan the first week, could they come back again and do Talk Witch the
That's
second
a good
week?
Question. I don't know. Do you know the answer to
that, yes,
is it the first
sure
week the younger? I thought the first week was for the younger group and the second week was the older group. No,
no,
no.
What's happening is, so listeners, this is what's happening. The first week in Dorai, is 10:30 in the morning to 12, ages 7 to 11, and then 12 to 1:30 for ages 12 plus. And then on the following week, the 11th to the 15th, it's ages 7 to 11, 10 to 12, and then ages 12 plus, 12 to 1:30. So yes, you can do both of them, which is quite cool.
Ah, yeah,
now,
that's great.
The cost to participants is, wait for this, Kirsty, is £35.
Wow, that's a bargain.
Yeah. What are they in Glasgow?
Oh, they're a lot more expensive than that, for sure.
Really?
And to do one day, it would be like about more than that. To do a day, I think, would be about that.
Okay.
So just, yeah, it would be a lot more expensive.
There you go, guys. So you've got a little bit of a bargain. Now, if you want to book for the youth theatre course, it's in partnership with KA Leisure. So to book, you can either phone any KA Leisure or Campus, but their telephone number is 0844 736 0077. That's 0844 736 0077. Now, calls are charged at £7 per minute, so please ask permission before you make the phone call. Now, there's two other ways you can do it. If you are signed up to the KA Leisure website, you can register online or in person, the old-fashioned way. Just visit any KA Leisure Centre or Campus. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and thank you very much, Kirsty, to talk to us about our Easter workshops.
You're very welcome. I look forward to seeing you there, Barry, and lots of young people.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.